What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Just keep dancing and dancing. Good vibes and variety.
Yeah, it is.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's, we're actually a hair late. So let's get right to the Disneyland tickets right now.
No stalling.
I know.
Yay!
And right now, take the word jolly, J-O-L-L-Y. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text JOLLY to our contest line, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation as well. That includes a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. JOLLY is this hour's code word, and 20357. Those numbers in that order, they're our contest line, and they always are. We always do contests like that where you have to use our contest line. So you might as well just have it, just put it in your phone. Alice contest line.
We're trying to give you stuff.
Yeah. We got some good stuff to give you too. So there's that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, where's our countdown at? Oh, less than 2 hours.
Yep, we're at an hour, 50 minutes and 30 seconds. This is some kind of Taylor Swift countdown. We had I was really fun last hour talking about all the Easter eggs and the possible halftime Super Bowl performance.
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, we didn't say this though, but someone said it could be the first single.
Oh, yes, it could be the first single. That
already?
Is
already. If the album's not coming out till okay.
Yeah, a little bit ahead.
I don't know
of time.
Enough about that to know that that's is that early? Is that?
I feel like usually a single comes out first, doesn't
yeah,
it? I don't
for
know.
Sure.
I mean, albums,
but
are,
I don't know
really
how
changed.
Far in front of the actual record right. they come out. Yeah. Okay, either way, it's Taylor. She does what she wants.
Jane sent me this picture from the podcast, and between Travis and Taylor is apparently, she says it's a Heisman Trophy, maybe? Hold on, let me see. Let me get the thing.
I can't imagine that either of them won that, but okay.
Hang on.
Not Taylor, but the brothers.
It's the Lombardi Trophy. It's,
oh, okay. So that's the Super Bowl trophy.
Yes. So it says, also, this it's Jane. Also, did you see on the podcast that behind them on the shelf, his Lombardi trophy is tipped halfway over? Half, as in halftime.
I did not.
I didn't either.
That's the first I've heard of that.
But
is it? Do you see the picture?
There. I do. You want to come see?
Oh, sure.
Here. It's hard to see. I wonder if I can make this any bigger. Nope.
Oh, it's actually just laying sideways.
Yeah.
Weird.
Tipped halfway over. I guess totally over would be it's upside down.
Okay. Well, yeah. Whatever. Look, she can have what she wants.
Yes.
We're fine with it.
Yep.
Nobody on Alice is going to say, that's enough Taylor for today.
No, no.
It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
That would just be crazy talk.
Right.
Let's see if she put anything else on here. No, we were talking about Taylor the other day. But often she'll have like a good little nugget for me.
Well, thanks, that's a good nugget. I mean, I didn't notice that or hear anybody mention that.
Nope, I didn't either. Okay, so the countdown is on. And 11 o'clock this morning, an hour and 48 minutes or so from now, there's something is going to happen. Well, I can't wait. So I'm a little concerned about the color change, though. I mean, we went from orange to just purple, sparkly purple. So a little later today, find
purple,
out the new Taylor.
For those of you that don't know, is big with the Rodrigo crowd. Big.
Oh.
My daughters are all about Olivia Rodrigo, and she's all about purple.
Oh.
So Taylor's just stolen her color.
How prince of her. I teased you with Liam Gallagher. It's not quite as it's not quite as dramatic as I made it sound. It's called a tease, people. You know, please hang with us, won't you? Find out what the big news is. But I'm about to let you down. So, Liam Gallagher, apparently, he uses maracas and a tambourine at every show, and has for a long time. That's nothing new. And so each. At the end of
each
show.
We're talking about the lead singer of Oasis, yep. Who, those are his regular props.
Yes, he has a set of maracas, and probably a deep bucket full of maracas and a bucket full of tambourines.
Okay.
That's regularly replenished because he hucks those into the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice, you know, keepsake.
Sure. Oh, you'd be so thrilled to get it. You might beat someone up to get it away from them, like a girl. You know,
did that happen?
Yeah. Well, it's happened a bunch of times.
Oh,
he
boy.
Clocks people in the head with them. He's, you know, he doesn't just toss them gently to someone. Hey, heads up. I'm going to toss you. He just whips them out there. Tambourines. They're like slicing machines. I've hit my tambourine wrong and cut my hand. Like it can be. Yes. It's got little sharp clacky things and they have a sharp metal edge. Not like knife sharp, but you can hurt yourself with that. A maraca, though, they're pretty light. But I guess one lady did get beamed with one.
Well, you could take that in the eye and it'd be a problem.
Sure, the stick end.
Yeah.
You know, put your eye right out. Plus, throwing things. It's so you're 1990 or something.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, we need to pad everything. So.
Yes, we all need to have our special helmets and eye gear on. Hello, you're at an Oasis show. So Liam Gallagher has been forced to end his onstage tradition of chucking his maracas and tambourines out into the crowd after a couple fans got injured at a recent Oasis show. But they're not the first injuries. And
I mean, Pearl Jam in the 90s, Eddie Vedder, I watched him jump off the third level at a concert in Iguanas. The venue was called Iguanas. It's in Mexico. He climbed up to the third, got on the railing of the third level in this venue and did a full-on launch out over the audience, turned his back to the crowd, and fell on them. That's a bit bigger than a maraca.
Yeah.
And yet we loved it.
Yeah.
And I bet whoever broke their wrist that day still says, my wrist hasn't worked the same since that night, but
since I
loved it.
That is suicidal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It was very rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like a moment
like,
where you go.
Come on, Liam, step up your game.
You're just throwing
little pieces of wood.
I think the point is we're headed to a time when even a pick will be a problem.
Well,
guitar pick.
Sure, right.
You got me in the eye.
I mean, drumsticks get thrown. Those, mm-hmm. I'm sure those have clocked people. It's stuck right in my temple.
It's okay. We should
went
all
right
be safe.
My nose. Well, we should be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, they'll put just nets up all the way around a baseball. No more catching balls. No more catching balls for you.
I always feared that concerts would become that, what do they call that? AI, virtual reality thing.
Yeah.
Especially during the pandemic. It seemed like we were headed
that
way.
We were doing that, yeah.
I hope it doesn't become that, but it might.
Yeah. People don't like leaving their houses, so. If you can virtually go and stand on the stage and walk amongst all the players, that'd be pretty fun.
I guess.
It's coming for us.
I don't want it to.
John and I had this whole long conversation just yesterday about how he was talking about how teachers are fighting against AI and there are certain filters they can run somebody's paper through and they can tell. And then they also, one of our good friends is a recently retired teacher, and he was just saying, I've read what you've written in class. I've collected homework that's handwritten. I can tell that this isn't you, mm-hmm. and I'm failing you on this. And I just thought to myself, we started talking about it. I'm like, that's going away. Like, what we need to teach kids, I guess, is how to use AI efficiently, because they'll never not, when they're out of school and no one's forcing them, they will never write anything by them. Like, when a tool is available, you use it, you become dependent on it, and that is how the thing is done. It's like libraries. We don't need them. They got to come up with other ways to make themselves a place that you want to go. Like, we are, oh, and this is just the first generation of people, of kids growing up now. Like, pull it forward 100 years. Like, it's, we are screwed.
I don't know that that's the case. You know, I was talking to someone who, it was a good friend of mine, and we were talking about how all technology, if you think about it from the horse and buggy days of San Francisco, and then suddenly there's cars out on the road with these things, and people are going, they're going to kill everybody. And they come up with stop signs and stop lights and rules. You need a blinker to go right. Like, these are things that eventually get sorted out, and they find bumpers and you know, levels. And that's the way it always works. So hopefully.
I like that attitude.
There is going to be this new technology. Mm. It's not quite figured out yet, but they will.
The thing that
scares me is, and they'll put the guardrails up and keep everyone safe.
Well, we might put guardrails up, but other countries won't necessarily. Well,
they need to do
small.
They need to
small angry country might go, no, we're gonna just turn this thing loose. It's really scary. I know. I'll stop.
Sheesh.
It's just too scary. All right. Anyway, back to Liam Gallagher of Oasis.
That's throwing maracas. Okay. Yeah.
He couple fans got injured at a couple recent Oasis shows, and he said, you don't know how to behave yourself. You keep pinching each other on your pointy things on your boobs and ears and effing stuff like that, kneeing each other in the bollocks. What's that? I don't even know what those are. One woman who caught maracas got cuts and bruises because two men mobbed her, threw her down, and snatched them from her. And at another show, a woman got hit right in the head. She got beaned. She had a big welt on her forehead. And she did. I don't even think she got to keep the maraca.
For the record, I would just like to say, A, Sarah does not like Oasis.
I hate Oasis.
B, Marcy from down the hall, who works on the morning in another station, she went to the Oasis show and came home just absolutely on fire with it. Like, it was... Yeah, that was a moment. It was a thing. I was so glad I was there. No story of the maracas, the dangerous maraca throwing. Mm. She just said it was incredible.
So she narrowly escaped death by maraca.
Consider going. Don't be afraid of the maracas.
Wear your helmet and your eye gear.
Sure.
All right. What do you got coming up, Ben?
Oh, it's me already, huh?
There it is.
Is that right?
Okay. Well, there's the clock.
Airlines could face lawsuits. I'll tell you what for after these.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
All right. I'll go. Where are we going? Let's do it.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'm with you, though. Wherever you go, I'm going to go with you.
All right.
Alice, 97.3.
Going to the tattoo parlor to get my neck tattoo. You coming with?
Are you putting my name on there?
No, I'm going to get Trina. I told you. She got my name and I... No, actually, I was exchanging texts with my wife just to say, she'd written in, she is a longtime fan and friend of Michael Franti's. And so we were both surprised by the news that broke yesterday, which we talked about on the show early this morning. Right. So you can find it in the podcast. But she just asked how that went. And I was like, we're all sad. Like we all.
No one's happy to talk about it.
And then I said it went fine. And then I said, my coworkers are really surprised you're going to let me tattoo Trina on my neck. But I say you're cool like that. And she said, LOL. And then I said, do you want to pick the color? And she said, sure, skin tone.
Oh, that's funny.
It's her.
Yeah.
Yeah, get Trina's name on you.
Yep.
In your skin color.
Right. And clear. I choose clear.
Ah!
Good one, Chris.
Anyway. Do we start now?
Yeah, well, sure. Hold on. I didn't hit your little.
You don't have to say
thing.
Any stuff?
You should watch our YouTube channel, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. This is a big ticket. Disneyland tickets. You'll be entering for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. That's coming up at 10:05 with Mason.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what's happening. We've got mostly sunny skies expected today and a high of 80 degrees. Whoa. Still some clouds here, but also some blue sky in downtown San Francisco.
It's like a fog out there.
Uh-huh.
But also some sun. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
So here's what I was talking about with the airlines. This is one of those, you know, people will sue for anything. So I'm not, no surprise there. Everyone knows the frustration of the middle seat on airplanes, but when you sit on the aisle, you have people bumping your elbow. I'll take that every time. I want the aisle. I will get up. I will let you out. I will, but I want to be able to get up without asking for help.
And permission.
I don't want to. So I prefer that. Besides, there's nothing to look out there. What are you looking at?
Oh, like if you're on the window seat. I want the window. I'll take the window.
You'll take the window?
Yeah.
Well, you have, you know what? You have a steel bladder.
That is true. And I don't drink anything for 2 hours before I get on a plane. And
why bother?
And pee right before I get on the plane.
She drinks 100 gallons of coffee every morning.
100
and then
gallons.
She does not go to the bathroom at all.
I went at some point today.
Once.
Yeah.
I've been 4 times already.
Well, you have a little walnut powder.
I know, I guess.
Sorry
I mean, you don't have to be sorry.
Maybe you should practice holding it a little.
I don't want to hold it. That's the point.
Scratch that thing out.
I'm trying to broadcast, and I don't want to be like, oh, geez, I should have gone. I really am distracted right now.
Hmm.
Actually, you know what, Bob? You haven't gone at all today either, have you?
I went once.
Oh, once.
I'm working on it, you know, because I too have a walnut bladder.
Oh,
and I'm working on it, you know?
Oh, yeah. You told us that once. Like, yes. You're trying to go longer between.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I am sitting here thinking about how I have to go.
Okay.
Oh.
A law firm in California says Delta and United Airlines could face federal class action lawsuits over allegations they sold window seats that don't have a window. Sometimes a window isn't lined up with the row. Possibly because airlines squeeze the space between rows as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There are other times when there's no window at all. For example, some Boeing 737 aircraft have a row on the left side ahead of the wing where vertical air conditioning duct runs behind the wall panel, so there's no window at all.
Ah, outrageous.
Class action lawsuit, though? Like, what are you doing? All right.
You can't call it a window seat if it doesn't have a window.
Everybody wants their $5.
Well...
You ever get in on those things or you just go, no, thanks?
No.
Like, you get that thing in the mail or Apple owes you.
Right. I don't want your $11 or whatever it comes out to.
If it came to 11, I might try. It's never that much.
Right. It just feels like I don't, first of all, I feel like I'll have to give somebody else all my information.
Yeah. What's your phone number?
Right.
Before we get started. No, thanks.
And your credit card so we can credit that, I guess.
I don't want lawyers calling me.
Yeah, I don't want any part of it. And I'm like, man, maybe then you're like on a list of people who sue people. Like, I don't want that either. No, thanks.
Well, if you've gotten been sold a ticket on a plane for a window seat with no window view, maybe you want to get in on this.
Mm.
The airlines were singled out because others, like American, do alert customers that some seats have, quote, no window view. This shows up on the booking page in the app. So other airlines have better lawyers who know how to better protect their company from the frivolous lawsuit.
So if you really want that view, American would tell you there isn't one.
Some customers think it's a perk to have a wall seat without a window because it's easier and more comfortable to nap against the side.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway.
To be able to lean over on that side and not worry about leaning into anybody and just like lean, look out the window.
You people who fall asleep in public in front of other people.
I've drooled down the front of myself asleep on a plane before.
You're way too casual about your life. You really got to button it up a little bit. Telling me in front of everybody you're just going to catch 8 hours? Get out of here. What is that?
Jealous.
I am.
Yeah.
Can't unclench like that. Are you kidding me?
What if you had one of those lay down seats that they have in first class sometimes?
I don't know. Maybe I'd like that better, but I don't fly first class.
Why not?
Because.
Sometimes it's only like $100 upgrade.
No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You wish.
Yes.
You tell yourself that.
You should look.
No.
You should look.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
It is true.
Can someone from the airlines tell Sarah she's lying?
No, and you can ask for an upgrade when you get to the, you can get in the line and be like, I would like to be upgraded to first class if you have any seats left. And then they will do it.
I have said many times, Sarah deserves everything she's gotten. She's worked hard. She held it together when my ass fell completely off the show. She gets to be
deserve
a big
it or
spender.
Not, I'm going first
You're
class.
You're a big spender. I get it.
I'm not paying full price for a first class ticket. I don't do it. You don't have to, Vin.
Vinny, some people use their credit
Miles.
Card points.
Yeah.
And so they pretend that they got it for free. Okay. Even though it's because they spent thousands and thousands of dollars for
what?
Those points.
I bought on the hot tub on the credit card with the miles.
You're damn right I did. Because I want to upgrade my seat.
A mechanic in Minnesota was working on a 2015 Ford SUV when he found a wallet that an assembly line worker had left in the car 11 years before.
Oh, my God. Just somewhere in the engine block or something?
Richard Guilford is retired now, but remembers the day his wallet went missing.
Oh, my God.
He was working on a Ford assembly line in Chicago when it fell out of his pocket. He had no idea where it went until a mechanic found it resting on top of the transmission and reached out to him on Facebook. It only had $15 in it, and all the cards were long expired, but the mechanic put it in the mail the next day.
How funny. I can't believe it just didn't slip out somewhere.
How long did you say it was?
It was 11 years ago.
Wow.
I think that's fun.
That is fun. That's great. Just to answer the question, what the hell happened to my wallet?
Well, yeah, that's always that's one that went missing. There.
Yeah.
There are certain things where I'll go, I put my glasses in a safe place. Now I got to find that safe place where I put them so they wouldn't get...
Where would I think would be safe enough to put my glasses?
What did I do with them?
Right.
And then later, a year or 6 months or whatever it is, I'll open something and go,
look at all those glasses.
I found it. Yay. By the way, someone wrote in, we were talking about the Volkswagen upgrade to actually get the full amount of... My friend who owns two Teslas wrote in and said, and this was before so-and-so went, cuckoo. He said, they charge you $2,000 to get the full access to speed on your Tesla. And I thought, Sarah got one of those. Did you have to?
No, but what I did have to do is buy, so you get the car, but in order to get the full potential, this was before it was even available, to get the full potential self-driving package, it was $10,000 more.
Oh.
But it was, it would at some point supposedly unlock for you.
He did say, though, I did pay $300 to turn on the rear heated electric seats.
Wow.
Because my daughter, who's always cold in the back, wanted that.
Wow.
I don't like it.
I don't either. If
like it's
in the
there,
car,
yeah,
turn
it should
all
be.
On.
It
Come
should
on,
all be
I'm
working.
Buying a brand new car.
Well, just charge us the full price, and then we know that we can't afford this car.
Right.
Sell me a car and hold parts of it hostage. Oh, you want your heated seats? It's gonna cost you
$300 a month. Like the whole.
We're
thing
gonna send you the bill with little magazine cutout. You know how they did that with the hostage notes
in
the day? Cut out little pieces to form the... Never mind. It doesn't. Took too long.
Everyone
to get
knows
to
what
that
you're talking
tag.
About.
My bad.
Scissors and paper.
Right.
And paste.
That's bogus.
It is bogus.
Like if you've got your Tesla, you're driving down the road right now, and it has heated back seats, but they're being held hostage for $300. I don't like it.
It's very hateable.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Want your son to be a CEO?
Okay.
I should definitely say, want your child to be a CEO?
Okay.
A new study reveals the most powerful male name in the United States.
Okay.
Can you guess what it is?
Jimmy Willicker.
No. There is, what are the things that Taylor always gives?
Easter eggs?
There's an Easter egg in my buildup there.
Oh.
I laid an Easter egg for you.
Oh, can you say it again?
Yeah. Want your son to be a CEO? I'm sorry. I should change that. Want your child to be a CEO?
So is it a gender non-specific name?
It's Robert. It's Bob. It's Bob. We have a Bob right here. That's why I was like,
oh, no, last name.
The most popular, the study has revealed that Robert is the most powerful male name in America.
Robert.
With a whopping, right? Bob is the short for Robert, right?
Yeah.
Bobby.
Rob, Robbie, Bobby.
Yeah, that was my Easter egg. That Bob, I had, Rob. Can't just, Bob, it's not Bob, just
Bob,
for
Bob, Ryan.
For boys. Bob, it's. Bob, Bob. I know a girl named Bob.
A lady named Bob.
Lady
a
named
woman.
Bob.
A woman. Woman.
So I would have absolutely yelled out John.
John's a sturdy name.
That would have been the first thing that I screamed out. I wouldn't have thought of Robert even with 10 tries.
I thought Steve. Steve's a solid name. Bill.
Robert has been a powerhouse name for decades, they say. It projects authority and tradition, both of which are qualities that boards of directors clearly value in selecting leadership.
About
good job, Bob.
Tad and Biff.
Nope.
And Trip.
No. Biff.
And Blake.
Nope.
No, none of those.
Sorry, kid. Not Tom, not Dick, not Harry, Robert.
Robert.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
It's
right.
Time to play a game.
All right, here we go. Now, listen. Earlier, we played a game that I didn't think anybody would. It was a Quentin Tarantino game. And Bob wound up with 4 extra points going in, and she's gonna need them. So we're going to play How Old Is That Guy? And Vinny, you're going to go first.
Okay. Oh, and I'm supposed to win this because you
are
said,
supposed to win this because they get older and older.
Bring it on.
How old is Andy Samberg? You know, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, SNL, Andy Samberg. How old is Andy Samberg, Vinny?
45.
37.
47. That's a point for you, Vinny.
He's way older than I thought.
How old is Caitlin Olsen? She's from the Fox series, The Makeup. She's Sweet D on Always Sunny.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Caitlin Olsen. Bob, you're first.
51.
50.
That's 2 points for Vinny. She's exactly 50 years old.
By the way, can I ask you a quick question? So we're watching this show called Alien Earth. Mm. It's on Hulu, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's this lead female character. How old do you think she is?
You know what's funny? John and I had this conversation.
So did Christina and he goes, just last night.
John thinks she's 29. I think she's 24.
Christina thought she was 23, and I said 33.
Oh.
Did you look it up?
No.
She's 29.
Oh, she's 29. Wow.
A lot older than...
lot older. John
but she's
got,
a really neat face in that she's playing not a real person, and she's perfect.
Yeah, she's great. Because she's a synthetic human who appears to be real, who has somebody's digital consciousness, mm-hmm. a child. So she is a child in this body.
And I love the way they played that too. Yeah. Like the guy walks in and he goes, oh, gross. And it sounded like a kid.
Right.
Absolutely.
There's the black kid, mm-hmm. Who's an adult, but it's a kid in the man's body. And that kid, he's like doing these weird things with his legs. And John goes, he's going a little overboard. And I'm like, nah, he's being a kid.
Yeah, I think they did a good job.
That's great.
Okay, sorry. Back to the game.
Vinny, you're first on this one.
Okay.
Ed Norton.
Ed Norton is 56.
57.
He's 56.
Whoa.
Vinny takes the lead. It's 5-4 currently. How old is Christian Slater? He's the dad on, or the adopted dad, I guess, on the new Dexter show. He's also from Mr. Robot. Christian Slater.
61.
61.
59.
56. He's 56. That's another point for you, Vinny. Madeline Stowe. This is Vinny's big crush.
I know her so much.
Who she is.
When she came through on our show in the early days, I like fell over.
Yeah.
I just couldn't manage it.
How old?
I don't even care about people. And I was like, she's too hot for words.
She's so beautiful. How old is Madeline Stowe? And Bob, you're up first.
55.
65.
67. That's another point for you, Vin. Those 4 points have not helped you at all. Let's just do one more. Let's go with... How old's... This is for you, Vinny. How old's Dennis Leary? And Vinny, you're first.
Oh, God. He's another guy. In the early days, we had him on, and he didn't leave.
We got delay for him to come on.
But he didn't leave. He stayed the whole show.
Yep. He was like,
I love this. You guys are great. Let's do this. We were like,
yapping about everything.
God, he's staying.
He likes us.
He's not leaving.
And we needed that dump button. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was when we first got a delay unit, and he must have sworn 5 times. And we were like, boink, boink.
And I remember part of it was he was like, I'm trying to quit smoking. And who doesn't know that? Well, I guess most people don't know that, but he was clearly edged.
Right.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. How old is he?
How old is Dennis Leary?
He is 67.
68.
He's exactly 68.
Oh.
And we do have a winner, though, because by a score of 7-6, whew, Vinny, you are the winner. Good job, Vinny. Good job.
If I could, instead of a speech, I'd just like to let you know the countdown now stands at 1 hour and 10 minutes for the big announce. Whatever Taylor Swift's countdown is, it's 1 hour, 10 minutes from now, we'll finally know. I can't believe that our boss, our big boss, hasn't been told this by the record label.
He might have.
I bet you he hasn't.
Well,
Taylor does whatever she wants.
And
she doesn't even need to go, let me throw the radio bosses a bone.
Right.
Why would I do that? I'm Taylor Swift.
I wonder if this will be a countdown to an announcement about a release or if suddenly something will be available.
We'll know.
We'll know in
1 hour and 9 minutes.
And 59 seconds. Listen, Mason, I'm sure we'll have info on this for you. And Jane, all day long today, we have tickets for Disneyland. So keep it here on Alice at the Fives. We'll give you the code words that you send in and get yourself in the running for the big Disneyland prize and all the tickets and stuff. Have a great day. Enjoy your Monday.
What are you going to do?
I have a bunch of stuff to do today.
A lot?
Yeah.
Oh,
Monday's like a big day for me.
Oh.
I get a lot of
it
stuff
all happens in today, and then the rest of the week smooth sailing.
Yeah, and then nothing else for the whole rest of the week. Right. Yeah. Okay. What about you? What are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to go get a neck tattoo after this.
I forgot about that. Sure. Well, I can't wait to see it tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.